Well, it's that time once again to shine the invisible radio spotlight on the ministry that's been blessing women and children in crisis in downtown Fresno since 1955. That's the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home coming to you every week at this same time, Heartline. Here now, your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jim.
Here we are. It's Heartline time again from Jerry Brenneman's office here at 137 North Yosemite in Fresno, beautiful downtown Fresno, at the place we call Evangel Home. It's a mission primarily to women without a place to stay, sometimes with their children. We've got other programs that continue the process of training women who want to change, to teach them how to change and become productive members of society. Yvonne is with us, and we don't usually talk much about our guests because we like to just be spontaneous, but you said before we turn on the mic, you hardly know her.
So we'll be real spontaneous. And it's interesting because Yvonne has been in the crisis home for about a month, and usually by now I know someone well enough that I can introduce them. But Yvonne is gone a lot when I'm here, and I'm here when she's gone, and she's gone when I'm here. So we never meet. Lots of times at lunch when I'm sitting there eating with the women, I learn all sorts of things about them in our conversations. But I've never had lunch with Yvonne, I don't think. So, but we sit here and we look at Yvonne, and it looks like when she finishes the show, she's going to go to work for us or something. She's a beautiful woman.
Or go model somewhere.
Go model somewhere. She's taking care of business. I have a feeling she probably has a plan, and I don't know where Evangel Home will fit into it, but I'm just thankful that we've had this opportunity so far to get you here. She didn't look quite this beautiful when she first came in, so something has been going on. And Yvonne, I apologize for not knowing you as well as I should at this point. So hope we get to make up for that today.
Okay. Yvonne, you've been here for about a month?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 months ago, Yvonne was?
I was in a youth correctional facility.
Why was that?
Because I was in a program. I was sentenced to a youth correctional facility when I was 17.
How old are you now?
21. Okay. And I was, they gave me 3 years. And so I got out of the facility in 2011. And I left the state to go with my family because I don't have family in this state. So I left the state without permission of parole. And I got pulled over in the other state. And they expedited me back to California. And right now, I'm homeless. So That's why they brought me here to Evangel Home.
What? How were you raised? What was your childhood like?
It was crazy. There was a lot of violence. My dad, my mom, you know, it was 8 of us, and my mom was working the field, and my dad was working construction, so there wasn't a lot of time for the kids, you know, and my sisters were into drugs and stuff, and they had kids, so I was always in back of my sisters trying to follow them, have somebody to take care of me.
Okay. You know,
where are you in the 8 children? What's the birth order?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, as younger siblings or even older siblings looking at parents will look at behavior and either decide to mimic that or to say, no, that's not what I want. Do you ever wish you had said, no, that's not what I want? I don't want to do that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because I think I made it like I did a lot of mistakes, you know, that affected my life. But at the same time, everything I went through, I think, got me to where I am right now, like the person I am right now.
How did Evangel Home come into play? Where did you hear of Evangel Home?
When I was in the facility, they told me, you know, that I was going to go to Evangel Home. It was a crisis center for women. And I had told my parole, you know, I want to go to a place where it's only women. And so he brought me here. And I thought it was a program, but it turned out to be, you know, a crisis shelter for 28 days. But that's how I had heard of it.
So the fact that it is not a program, what does that do now to your plans?
Yeah. Well, see, my whole plan was I needed time to find somewhere to stay, okay. You know. And so here I was giving like 28 days, you know, I called my family. I try to find, you know, resources where I can go to and stuff. So I'm going to be leaving on Saturday now, and I have everything situated, you know, I have a place to stay. All I needed was time, you know, okay. Instead of just coming out and not having somewhere to go and find a place to stay.
And Jim, I need to back up because people listening who heard me say Evangel Home is not a program are probably thinking, what is she talking about? It is a program. There's two programs there. There's three. And that's true. But women can't just come into the crisis home and get into one of the programs. There's there's a screening process. The garden, they can. If they're interviewed in the garden, the alternative sentencing, they can go right there. But to get into Crossroads, the apartments, they start in the crisis home, and if when they apply, then there's a whole other process. So she had that opportunity and evidently decided that wasn't for her. So she's now got other plans, but she's able to stay here while she's working those other plans together.
Okay. Let me back up just a little bit. A month ago, your parole officer brought you here, and you knocked on the door, and somebody answered, and you walked in, and you looked around, and you thought...
I thought it was nice, but I was afraid because I was around new people.
But your first impression of what you saw when you came in, you thought it was nice?
I thought it was nice. I was like, this is a homeless shelter because it was all fixed up, you know, and I picture a homeless shelter, people coming in and out and, you know, not having clothes and stuff like that. But everybody was dressed. It was like homey.
Homey. So may we know your plans?
Yeah, I'm going to be moving to Tulare with my best friend, and they're working on my paperwork to go to hopefully try to transfer to Missouri, the other state, and so I have to wait for the process, but for now I'm doing Workforce Connection, and I'm going to be staying with my best friend and trying to look for employment.
Now, I want to back up. Is your family in Missouri?
Yes.
So you're going to go to the family that is partly responsible for getting you on the wrong track.
And are you, yes.
Are you strong enough now to stay on the straight and narrow? I mean, I know you'll say yes, but I assume you've really thought long and hard about that. And, Jim, we all want to be with family, no matter what our family is or has done, or we want to be with family. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So I hope and pray that Yvonne is strong enough to say, hey, I've got a different direction going now.
Yeah. Well, my plan is to move in with my sister. I have an older sister, you know, she had the job and stuff like that. Because I know if I go with my parents, it's kind of hectic. But that's my plan is when I do get my transfers to go home and stay with my sister and her kids.
And how is your sister's life? What's she like?
She's divorced. She has her job. She's a single mother. And she's going to school.
She clean and sober?
Yeah.
Okay. Because frankly, and I'll just be straightforward with you, if you go back to the same relationships you had before, that's going to be devastating for you. You won't be strong enough. Almost nobody is.
Yeah.
Everybody goes with the best intentions of staying clean and sober, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't. Am I right?
Yep, you are right. You are sadly right.
Yeah.
So that's why, Yvonne, it might sound like we're being kind of hard on you. We don't mean to be, but it's kind of like I want to dump a bucket of cold water on you to make sure you really see that, that you are. Now, you said your sister is clean and sober and all that. Is there a Christian faith in your family somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. So there's that going for you, I hope.
Yeah. My mom, she, this was back years ago, you know, when I had all this. Like, my family was all, you know, living here in California and struggling. But, you know, they've changed a lot, and my mom's, like, dedicated to church, so.
Excellent. So maybe where mom's getting turned around, too, and maybe that'll be something to mimic. You know, it's never too late.
No, it's never too late. Our God is a God of redemption and a God of change, and nothing is beyond his ability with us if we'll submit to that. That leadership. So now Jerry says you're not here when she's here and vice versa. Where do you go?
Well, I try to stay busy. I've been having, like, I needed my Social Security, so I went to the Social Security. I had to get in Workforce Connection and do, like, math testing. They try to teach us resumes and stuff like that. And then I have to go to my parole. It's just I'm trying to get everything done now that I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's huge because if she can just get all that, those little details of things done now that would stop her from doing things in the future, like get her Social Security card, she should have by now. Well, she didn't, but now she will.
Yeah.
So when she needs that in the future, she'll have it. She doesn't have to keep starting over.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear you have a plan. And, man, I hope that just works out great for you and you become a builder of a legacy for succeeding generations to say, follow me, I'm doing it right. But there are, life is fraught with dangers, especially given your past. So I just encourage you to really stay strong and surround yourself with good people.
And then come back and do another radio show and say, hey, I did it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear if you come back a year from now and hear your success story. That would be absolutely wonderful. Real quickly, if there's somebody out there who's in a tough situation at home, what do you tell that young woman?
To stay strong and not give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have goals.
Yeah, and there's another way of doing things, huh?
Yeah, there is. Like, I mean, I felt like I had to take the easy way out, which was not caring, you know? So, it just, care.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give up.
Yeah, so many of our women say, hang in there. What is the option to not hang in there? When you tell someone to hang in there, what are you afraid they might do if they don't hang in there?
You make the wrong choices that are going to affect their life permanently.
So make the right choice one day at a time is what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Yvonne, thank you. I wish and pray God's best for you.
Yeah.
Jerry, we got a couple of minutes left. Any thoughts or plans toward it's not too soon to start thinking about banquet time this fall?
It is not too soon to start thinking about September 25th. Tornino's Banquet Hall. We're going there this year. We had to move from downtown because of the women's conference. It's being held that same day, and it's huge. And when we try to go in and decorate and get ready, it's like, oh, just can't do it.
Yeah.
So Tornino's is a little smaller venue, but I think we'll be okay. I can't really advertise it a whole lot yet, but we've asked the mayor to be our speaker, Ashley Swearingen, and she really wants to, but because she's running the city, she can't really commit until 3 weeks out, so I'm not sure how all that's going to look. But we're working on it. She's a wonderful, wonderful speaker. And to have the combination of her blazing faith and her trail-blazing ways of as mayor, I think would be a wonderful combination. You've heard me talk about Evangelhome kind of being in the middle of some real momentum in downtown. When you say beautiful downtown Fresno, that used to be kind of a joke to open the show. But, hey, it's happening, and we're right on the edge of that. We always try to be the best neighbors on the block. We were the ones that cared the most about the property and all. That's not happening anymore. We're one of the best neighbors on the block now. And the city is really making some changes around here. So,
And that's good. And I invite you, my listening friend, come down, take a look, drive up and down the street. I mean, it's a very pleasant neighborhood. And, of course, Evangelhome has kind of blazed the way for that path over many years. But it really is a very attractive neighborhood. I invite you to come down and have a look. In fact, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Yvonne, bless you. Yeah. And my listening friend, join us next week, Lord willing, same time, same place, for the next edition of Heartline from Evangelhome of Fresno.
The Evangelhome of Fresno can be found online, evangelhome.org. That's right, anywhere on the face of the earth, you'll find the website, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. I thank you for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangelhome in Fresno.